Hello, I'm Mary Lohman. Welcome back to the latest episode of Fran and Jesus on the Job. Fran has been chosen to work with one of the company's vice president in making a proposal to a large prospective client. She spent most of the night reading, analyzing financial statements, anything she could do to learn more about Mitchell's Pet Shops. She wakes up early feeling too excited to sit still, but Fran has learned that especially on these kinds of high-stress days, she needs some quiet time with the Lord to center herself and get His perspective. In those quiet moments, He says to her, "Now remember, Fran, the outcome of this meeting is not the most important thing in your life, right? You have me, you have two terrific kids, you have a supportive family. Your future does not rest on this job or on this new prospect or on this meeting with Jim. Keep that clearly in your mind all day long and you'll be calm no matter what happens." Jesus' words really help Fran get her eternal focus, and she feels very prepared for the day ahead. She arrives at the office, heads for the conference room. Marilyn introduces her to Jim, the vice president, who's much younger than she had imagined. He shakes her hand, gives her a disarming smile. She's aware that he's checking her out, and all of a sudden she's self-conscious, worrying about how she looks. They sit at the conference table and Fran gets her notes out. As she does, she remembers that Jesus is there with her, and this keeps her calm. Jim starts the discussion. "Tell me, Fran, what do you know about Mitchell's?" And with that, a long morning of questions and answers begins. Fran feels as though she's being drilled. At times, she thinks Jim's trying to catch her in a mistake or make her look stupid, but she feels confident about her answers, and only two or three times did she have to say, "I don't know, but I can find out." Just before lunch, Marilyn leaves the meeting for a prior commitment, and Jim turns to Fran and asks, "Well, where do we go for lunch?" Fran suggested they have lunch sent up from the cafeteria and work through. But Jim says, "I think we need to get away for lunch. It's your territory, so I'll let you choose the restaurant. Make sure it's a nice place." Fran feels uncomfortable. She suggests they bring another coworker along, but Jim overrides her suggestion and says, "Let's keep it simple. Just us two." Gonna have to tune in tomorrow to find out what predicaments arise for Fran at lunch with Jim, the vice president. I want to be sure you know about a special offer we have for you, a CD by my friend Damaris Carbaugh, Walk With Me. It's a great CD, and we want to send it to you for a gift of any amount. You'll find all the details on how to get that special CD on our website at christianworkingwoman.org.